Blog Talk Radio.
Watch that nigga kick this shit.
All right, speed it up a little bit, Ed. Come on, baby. All right, look. Yo. Your style is generic. Mine's authentic made. I roll like a renegade. Unique when a gay. My technique's bizarre and ill. I scar and kill. You were a star until I served you like a bar and grill. I proceed to cook and grill ya. That's all it took to kill ya. You better recognize me like I look familiar. You wanna battle? You beat around the bush like you're scared to lick pussy, so you eat around the tush. I need a clown to push. Someone that I can bully. Wait a minute. I don't think you understand fully. See, me without a style's like mustard without the Heinz. I lead the new school. You're a buster without the rhymes. I crush the shit out the line.
Now I'm the dashiki smoking the licky. Hidden freaky girls inside the chin jiggy. Now when you see me, you better believe me. This ain't a game,
it ain't easy.
Anything goes when it comes to house. I'm the kingpin when it comes to flows. You better ask someone if you
don't know.
When you see me, girl, say, what
else? No. Ten diggy girls.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? You're now tuned into the world's greatest TV show. Technical difficulties. This is your boy, JJ. Holding it down on Shout Out Fridays. That's right. Shout Out Fridays roughly means I shout out a word and we just vibe off of it. When my crew calls up, me and my crew, we just vibe off of that and just start telling stories. We also got some interesting, funny things to talk about and shit that just pisses people off. We're on here from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., you know, an hour show, you know, until we tell you otherwise. We're taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests, birthday shout-outs, marriage shout-outs, all types of shout-outs. So definitely give us a holler. Let us know what you think. You can also hit us up on MySpace, www.myspace.com/THE_TD_show, where you can check out the new pics. You can, you know, give us comments. Do whatever you do on MySpace, you know what I mean? We can tell you about what upcoming events and, you know, certain things you put on, and also your requests, you know. And if I don't have it tonight, I can definitely get it for you the next day. I'm a little unsure if I'm going to be doing a show for tomorrow. I don't know yet. I mean, I'll let you know, by 7 o'clock. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to shut y'all down like that. But definitely, the chat, as far as the chat room goes, I'm not going to really mess with the chat room as now, because it seems like every time I pull up the chat room, cable modem starts acting crazy, and, you know, shit's just not, it's not working the way that I want it to work. So I'm gonna lay low on that for a little bit, you know, until I can get a new computer or whatever the case may be. But like I said, my name is JJ. You're now tuned into BlogTalkRadio.com. Technical difficulties, the TD show. It gets no uglier. It gets no better. You know. So keep it locked. I'm gonna try to put on a song. Oh, we play hip hop, reggae, rock and roll, trance music, all types of shit. Matter of fact, let me see if this new joint, if I record this thing, PQRS. Let's see if I recorded it. If I recorded it, then I'm just gonna put it on. It's not looking good. Here we go. All right, you know, just for the crowd out there that actually listens to this type of music, I'm going to throw on this trance mix. It's Scooter, Russian Kalinka, trance dance mix. Keep it locked on the TD show, baby.
Kalinka.
The winding down, let y'all know that we don't just play hip-hop and R&B and reggae. We also play trance music as well. So, you know, one of the members of the crew has just called up. Let me throw this instrumental on. Oh, man, this computer is so slow. For those of you that don't know us by now, we tend to experience a lot of what our name is, which happens to be technical difficulties. So, you know, bear with us. You know, it pisses us too. Just imagine, you know, I can imagine just hearing something and just it shutting off with no music coming on. But, you know, sometimes shit like that happens. You know, you gotta learn to suck it up. All right, here we go. There we go. These are instrumental. I like this instrumental. Here we go. Here's the bullshit. Here goes the bullshit. Here goes the bullshit. This is the shit that pisses me off. I'm done. I'm done just bitching all the time. It's obviously getting me nowhere. I wonder if the white people shows does this. I don't want to sound racist or nothing, but seems like everybody that I know on this station, all the brothers, black folks. Yeah, John Sweet, I think you're racist. I think you're doing this on purpose, man. You're not gonna break my spirit. That's all I gotta say. There we go. Cuba.
Yeah. About freaking time.
Yeah. You know how this thing is like likes to mess up.
Yeah.
Hit us up on the jam line 347-215-8388. Taking shout outs, dedications, and requests. Until the 7 o'clock hour. Hey, Cooper, where you at right now?
At work.
Oh, Lord. You're calling in from work?
Yeah.
I take it boss wasn't having it, huh? Couldn't leave early, huh?
Nah, because...
Yeah, well, don't worry about it. Anybody out there... This is going out to all the guys out there that watch pornos and they like women with thick asses. I'm looking for two women in particular. One, I'm looking for Ice. I want to know what her real name is and I want to know if she has MySpace. Second one, I'm looking for Alexis. Her real name is Alexis M, something that ending with like is with an M or something like that. But I need to know if between the two. No, actually it's with an R. Alexis Ramirez or whatever. I need to know if any one of them have a MySpace page, and if so, I need to be added to their page. I'm willing to give out tickets. Tickets to, Six Flags for, the upcoming. Yeah, maybe like, 2 days. 2 days worth. And,
Are they winning?
Not tickets. I'm willing to pay for you and the girl to go out to the movies and eat dinner. Okay, now that's a little too far-fetched because it's just, it's not like you're introducing me. Okay, this is that. I'm willing to... Let's see. What am I willing to give?
Yeah, what are you willing to give? Give it to me, shit.
You wouldn't know their first and last names. See, let's see. I bet I can. I'm willing to give $50. And if you're far away, I'll wire you
$50. You're so full of shit.
All right, no, I'll do it.
All right. For what?
I'll definitely do it. If you can find the first and last name of Ice not necessarily find the first and last name of Ice, but I need Ice's first and last name, the one that's been the Spanish chick with the fat ass that's in Onion Booty. She's also in, I believe, Ass Parade, and she's definitely in 8th Street Latinas. And if you can find Alexis that's also in 8th Street Latinas, if you can find out if they have MySpace, and if they do, what is their link? Whoever finds that will be wired $50. I'm small time right now, so
ass?
An extra $50 is going to have to do.
That's so you can look at their ass?
No. Just so I can have them part of the show. Maybe I can, spit some game, put my Mac down, get my SD on, Get my special delivery on, which happens to be on the phone.
Yo.
Yeah, what up?
I fucking call this damn radio station up, and the first thing I hear, H Street Latinas and Ass Parade. I'm like, what is this nigga talking about now? $50, 50 beans?
Yeah.
50 beans, I'm right.
50 beans.
Come on, bro.
I gee you not. If you will find out whoever, it can be part of the crew, it can be just a listener.
I'm surprised to see me still here.
Huh? What happened?
What is she laughing at?
I don't know.
My coworker.
Oh.
Yeah, but 50 beans to whomever can find out if these two broads have a MySpace page and what
who's
is
these
their link.
Two broads?
Huh?
Who is these two broads?
The two broads. One is Ice. And her screen name, well, her little show name, porno name is Ice. I believe her real name is Angela something. I don't know. But she's in H3 Latinas, she's the one that's actually like the real loud, obnoxious one. Like when she's getting smacked off.
You know these chicks by name and shit.
Huh?
So you know these chicks by like name or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah. And the other one, which is Alexis, she uses her real name. But it's Alexis Ramirez or some shit like that. I'm on my face right now looking through.
Only chick I'm fucking with off of that whole shit is Sophia, nigga.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and find out that Sophia got a face.
Straight out. Yo, Sophia, son, she is so fucking thick. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. What's popping, my dude? That shit is so crazy, son.
Yes.
Yeah.
So crazy, God.
Good night, guys. Have a good weekend.
What's poppin', dog?
What am I mom do to this cake?
Yeah, you already know.
Oh, yeah. Reminisce with my mom's.
So, worse, son. It's all about Sophia, my dude.
Yeah, Sophia got a little. Well, not little. She got a big.
Sophia and Pinky, nigga.
I think Cooper forgets that she's on the air.
I think so too. It's all about Sophia and Pinky, my dude.
Pinky. Oh!
I forget about Pinky. God.
Oh, Pinky! Yeah.
I forget about Pinky.
Pinky got a stuffer bus. Pinky definitely has a stuffer bus.
Yeah, God, I don't know how you forgot about her. She worked in what you call it? Oh, last time I heard, she worked in Magic City.
Shut up.
Yep.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Mm-mm.
I get to the info. All
right. Where's Magic City at?
Magic City's in ATL.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it's possible. I'm thinking that there's some video store in New York somewhere.
Nah, nigga, you crazy? You know how fucking flooded that should be?
Yeah.
Fucking Pinky, my dude.
Cuba.
The white people.
Yeah.
You do realize that we're on live, right?
Huh?
You do realize we're on live.
Sorry, I'm getting out of work.
White people, closer and closer to the hood.
Right, you could, put a phone on mute or something.
Ow! Why, can you hear my car, the beep, beep, beep?
Nah, we were talking about the loud, you know, noise that you was making with your coworkers.
I know that's not this nigga. Yeah, you keep looking over here. He knows too, nigga. Let that be this nigga. I'm gonna fucking cave his face in.
Ah!
Yeah, I'm gonna kill this nigga. I'm gonna have to put my phone on mute. I'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-huh. What happened to the gentleman? Cuba.
Yeah.
I had to switch it to mature because this guy asshole kept using the F word. So now it's on mature, so now I have to watch my mouth. I can actually curse too. Oh, fucking great.
Why don't you practice not cursing anyway?
Why don't you mind your fucking business?
See, I know you couldn't fucking do it.
Mm. I just felt good to say, fucking, fucking asshole.
Fuck it!
Speaking of certain curse words you can say, I'm feeling good. I was driving today, and I'm driving. And there's this thing called, and I don't know where if it's the same anywhere else. I only noticed it when I actually came to Jersey. But it's yield to pedestrians. Yield to pedestrians. So that means that if I'm, you know, doing, you know, about like 40, 35, but, you know, you're allowed to go 5 miles over. So I'm doing 40, and I see a pedestrian. Even though I have the right-of-way, I'm supposed to slam on my fucking brakes to let his bitch ass by. Well, today, I'm driving behind two cars. My windows rolled up because it's freezing. Get to the beautiful pedestrians. Car in front of the car that's in front of me slams on his brakes. So that second car slams on his brakes. That means I haven't slammed my brake because this fucking prick didn't want to just let everybody go. And he walks across the street as if, man, who cares? So fucking what? I'm going to cross the street. You got to yield to me anyway, motherfucker. And he walked across the street without looking at nobody, just moving along like we wasn't even there. And I've never called anybody an asshole or you fucking idiot or anything when I was driving. I may say it, but when the windows is up, I never said it when the windows is down. So my slow-ass motor on my window, I'm rolling my shit down, trying to hurry up. And as I'm rolling it down, I'm like, you fucking asshole! But he only heard the ing asshole. Because my window was kind of still rolled up. Going so slow.
Like,
yeah. So it's like, I was kind of pissed off because I wanted to relive the moment so I can just roll my windows down so he can hit. Because the ing and the asshole is just the part of it. It's just the a little bit of it. The full size of it is the fuck. And I wanted him to hear that just so he can hear how angry the fuck I was. And I wanted to just give him the full, you fucking asshole. Fuck. And I just wanted to be there to see his face, but unfortunately, I didn't. So, yo, the pedestrians, you know? Fuck out of here.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Talk about driving. I want to give a shout-out to ExxonMobil for the speed pass. I love to just walk up to the gas pump, pass my little speed pass, and keep it moving. Get my gas and go. I don't got to stop nowhere. I don't got to ask nobody for gas, nothing. Just grab and go.
You got to pump your own gas?
Huh?
You got to pump your own gas?
Yeah, here in Florida, you got to pump your own gas. You got to actually pay extra if you want full service.
Oh, yeah? How much?
I don't know, like maybe 10 cents more on the gallon.
10 cents a gallon?
10 cents more on the gallon. So if the price is like two... Good Lord, holy shit! Holy fuck. Yo, I just came back from vacation, right? And this is the first time I fill up my tank since I've been gone. Regular is $3.15.
Mm.
Wow. And then see, it'll be like $3.29 if I use the full service. But a lot of them don't have it, so.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't make a difference. But I love the speed pass, though. I get to pay it at the end of the month, so even if I don't have money on me, I'm still good.
Yeah, pretty much. You've had
that fucking price is expensive. Yo, how the hell did Florida get more expensive than fucking Jersey?
Because it's down south.
Good Lord.
The further south you go, the worse. You got any stories about, you know, people in the middle of the street and shit?
Oh, yeah, well, when I was up north, they used to happen a whole lot. But you see, people that walk like that in the middle of the street, they think that they own the street.
Mm-hmm.
I make sure I have the light. And if I have the light, they're ass out, because I'm either going to run over their toes, or I'm going to hit them with my rearview mirror. So, and I've hit a couple people before, so.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I wish some of my friends would call up so they could tell you. I'm vicious with it. They'd be like, yo, you drive like a dude. Yo, this and that. And everybody is like, yo, let Lucy drive. Let Lucy drive. That's points, boy. You know how many points I've collected, boy? Collected a lot of points on that shit.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because people think they cross and they think that, what, they own the street? Nah, listen, if you don't got the light, then there's no reason why you shouldn't be at the street. And if you're not at the crosswalk, even more reason. I got the right of way. Fuck that. I'm gone. Excuse me? I'm leaving now. I'm leaving if you wanted to talk. Oh, good night. I think somebody's trying to flirt with me.
Who?
And I don't. And I think somebody's trying to flirt with me, and I don't take the signs very well. He's like, good night. You're so pretty, lady. And I'm like, yeah, I'm about to move right now. Moving from the pump because the gas tank is full.
Uh-huh.
All the pumps are full. So I'm thinking, he was like, I'll be out your way in a minute. My little nasty attitude. I'll be out your way. He's like, I just want to let you know you was a pretty lady. I was like, oh, okay, have a good night. I got to be the rudest bitch around here, bro.
You damn sure are.
Yeah, I am. But that's okay. I don't give a fuck.
Who the hell is Tila Tequila?
Huh?
Tila Tequila.
What is that? That's a movie or something like that?
That's someone's name.
I heard of that before. I don't know where.
Supposedly, she's supposed to be the one with the most friends. I don't know.
The one with the most friends where?
On MySpace.
I thought Tom had the most friends.
Well, no. Second to Tom.
Oh, okay.
Where the hell is Quincy, Florida at?
Quincy, Florida?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Oh, shit. The DHL truck jamming with the system.
The what?
The DHL truck jamming with the system.
What the hell is a BHL?
DHL, that delivery truck, DHL.
System?
Yo, hold up. I'm going to get out the car so you can hear this system. Hold on.
I'm not going to be able to hear it because I'm on the phone.
I'll just hear
a bunch of bullshit. I'm talking about bass-wise.
Oh, you'll hear that shit, and it's right. It's not even like that. Bah, bah, you hear a boom, boom, boom.
There's no way that you can physically hear that unless you're standing next to it.
Listen, you want me to get out the car?
No, I really don't want you to.
You want me to put your system to shame?
No. My shit is just better than anybody's, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it matters.
Yeah, there's a DHL truck. That's some shit.
Hey, do me a favor. Zip his pants up when you're done.
Huh?
Zip his pants up when you're done.
Yeah, no doubt. Actually, it's a girl. Ew.
Oh, it's a chick?
It's a chick jamming to this shit.
What song is you playing?
Boom, boom, yeah, come around.
Oh, wow. Is it Spanish?
Huh?
Is she Spanish?
No, she's white.
Oh. Hey, girl!
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to the Gaffy Negroes that had nothing else better to say but looking at my lips.
Oh,
you know,
shit.
Oh yo, is that what you got? Lip gloss on your lips, yo.
Yes.
Yo, in that picture, you look like you got lip gloss on your lips, yo. Get off my cock.
Did you see the other comment?
Which one?
I left you a booger comment. I see a booger.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. That was a close-up.
Yeah, that definitely
And you're lucky I was going to shout out your lazy eye, but then I was like, nah.
Yeah, well, you just did.
Yeah, but I was going to shout it out on MySpace.
Yeah.
So I only put, wow, what a close-up.
Yeah, well. It is what it is, you know?
Yeah, it is what it is. You got boogers and you want to show them off. So it is what it is.
Exactly. Well,
that cliffhanger hanging out that right nostril.
Yeah, you know, pretty much. I'm cliffhanger, you know, and you're a slut. for what you wear.
So. Shit, I'm a good-looking slut, boy. I was looking hot in those fucking boots.
Well, yes, you was.
Yes, I was. You know what's fucked up?
Your hairline.
No, your hairline. You know what's really fucked up? That when I got back to my mom's house, she gave me a pair of black boots, right?
Mm-hmm.
That go all the way up about as high as that. And she gives me a nice white Chanel purse. Do you know how lovely that white Chanel purse would have gone with that outfit?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So good. Oh, my Lord, it's Friday, huh?
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, yay.
I'm looking on, this is a message to all the people out there that have this chick on her page. Her name is Lisa, and she has a picture of her, like, you see her, like, the back of her, and you see all ass and thin waist. That's a fake picture. Pretty much whoever gave it to you is, whoever, if you're dating a Columbus girl, raise your hand. If not, raise your standards. Oh, shit. Columbus, Ohio? Ain't shit popping off in Columbus. Anyway, whoever has that picture on their profile and they're lying, saying, you know, women are lying and saying that's them. Damn it, it's not them. You know, this, I've been hit with the dummy mission 3 times. 3 different people claim to be her, and obviously they're not. I'm like, whoa, pause. You have this in your picture, and I saw this in some other chicks. Oh, she stole that from me. Oh, fuck out of here. No, you stole it from her. How do you steal pictures? That makes no sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why people would lie about themselves, because, I mean, when you're going to meet them, if you meet them, if they ever show, which most likely they won't because it's not really them,
mm-hmm.
then they'll just keep making excuses and excuses and excuses. But let me tell you
sounds
something.
Sounds like a bitch I know.
Sorry
Continue.
For that. I said, you got to be real sorry for that.
Yeah.
Real sorry. Because, fuck, I don't care how ugly you are, how fat you are, you got to feel good about yourself.
Exactly. I want to give a gunshot to all the dumb people out there that get MySpace pages, only go on there once, and don't ever go back on. What's the point? What is the point of you having a MySpace page if you're not going to visit it every so often? That makes no sense at all. I never understood that the day in my life. I look at girls' pages, and it says the last time they've been on was 01-2004. Like, what are you, retarded?
I thought those accounts got deleted.
Apparently not. I wish they would, but I'm sure they don't. I'm sure they don't. Yeah, I was plotting on this cake. My mom had this cake in there, and apparently she wasn't going to eat the chocolate part. So I was looking forward to coming in here and tearing that cake up. Is it still here? No. Nah. Of course not.
She probably took it to work with her.
Took it to work or threw it away.
Oh.
I'm stuck eating these cherry chips. Fucking cats. Chewed my wire up.
What wire?
For my earpiece, the charger.
Yo, and didn't get shocked with that? Like, damn, I wish that shit
would. I wish they would. I really wish they would. So they can teach me that this was a lesson.
For real, you have some fried cat.
So what else is going on in the world?
What else is going on in the world? I don't know. I'm trying to see what to do tonight.
Go out to a club.
Huh?
Why don't you go out to a club?
I could, but I don't like going out like that over here only because, like, I don't know people like that, so I wouldn't want to get drunk like that.
So why don't you come over here?
Going to a club and... Even though, you know what's good about here? The clubs are cheap. Like, you pay the most you pay to get into a club is, like, $10, if you pay.
Oh, yeah?
And the drinks are, like, $5.
That's it?
It's really not, yeah, it's not expensive to get into a club and go and have a good time, but it's just it's no fun if I'm going to go and I got to be sober.
Mm.
So.
Let's see if, let's see if Blog Talk Radio is going to be on my side today. Hopefully they will. I'm going to play those two songs I was trying to play yesterday, back to back. Hopefully it works. Please, Blog Talk Radio, please. Please. TD Show. Well, this will go to ass chip.
Shut up, Paul and Blue can't tell.
Oh, he's tripping so good. Oh, it's better than giving a head. did they hook me up, Cuba?
No.
No, they didn't. It's like to the point where, what, I can't play song after song?
That sucks.
It really does. It really does. No reason to do that shit, too. That's how the film, but now I put my trust in them, and the prick faces, they fucking, they just throw dirt in my eye. Hold on. An O. Come on. 17 minutes left.
Hungry.
Yeah, hungry.
Yeah, I didn't get to have lunch today.
Why not?
I don't know. I think I had heartburn or something. My stomach was killing me. And I don't know from what, because I didn't eat anything all day. I had bread and butter for breakfast.
Well, stop eating fucking bread and butter.
Well, that's all I had was two slices.
Who eats fucking bread and... Who eats bread and butter?
I love bread and butter.
Yeah, well, that shit is not good for you. You eat fucking bread and butter all the fucking time.
I don't eat it all the time. I haven't had it in like over 2 weeks.
When you was up here.
Yeah.
For the week. I kept, what are you eating? Oh, I'm eating bread and butter. Oh, wow.
No. The only thing I ate when I was up there was a Texas toast.
Well, what is that, smart ass?
Smart ass. That was only like 2 days. And they weren't in a row, huh?
Fuck Blog Talk! Fuck Blog Talk and they bullshit ass errors! Fuck, man! You can't get shit together! Always a fucking error, always! I don't understand how to save my fucking life! How about you fix your bullshit ass website before you fucking, you know what I mean? This is some bullshit, man. Hell. Can't play songs back to back. It's always bad requests, invalid verb, this and that, you know what I mean? Oh, we got an error. What the fuck? Bullshit ass shows, man. Motherfuckers don't ask much. They want me not, oh, you can't do that. Oh, you can't have somebody on your show. Oh, well, you're going to have somebody on your show. You got to put the adult only. This and that. Y'all get the fuck out of here. Please, cut the fucking shit. Yeah, man. You ever had something like not working, you give it a good smack like a TV, and it works? That's what I want to do with this fucking computer. There's nothing, I mean, it's not a computer.
It's definitely not.
Yeah, it definitely isn't. You shape the computer, you're still going to have the problem, but you're going to have the bigger problems.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just wish it was something I could shake.
So it can work?
Fucking ridiculous. Can't get a 2 hour show. Can't get 7 to 9. What the fuck?
Oh, we can't get 7 to 9?
No. Because we don't have our ratings back. Because the shows keep fucking up and they blame it on us.
Oh.
See right now, man.
You know, we get penalized for certain shit, but yet we don't get.
Well, we don't get a full show.
No, So is it just us, or are they just fucking up with us? Because how the hell do the other people have their ratings so high? Is it working for them?
Yeah, it's working for them because the people do shit for the show. They do shit for, like, Blog Talk. There we go. It would have sounded a lot better if it came right after the fucking song I played just years ago. What's the difference between me and you, Dr. Dre?
What's the difference between Eminem? Me and you?
Exhibit. Keep the shit locked in this bullshit-ass Blog Talk radio station. Technical fucking difficulty.
Back when Q was rolling with Lorenzo in a Benzo, I was banging with a gang of instrumentals. Got the pens and pencils, got down to business. But sometimes the business end of this shit can turn your friends against you. But you was a real nigga, I could sense it in you. I still remember the window of the car that you went through. That's fucked up, but I'll never forget the shit we've been through. And I'ma do whatever it takes to convince you. Cause you my nigga, Doc, and easy, I'm still with you. Fuck the beef, nigga, I miss you, and that's just being real with you. You see, the truth is, everybody wanna know how close me and Snoop is, and who I'm still cool with. Then I got these fake-ass niggas I first flew with, claiming they non-violent, talking like they spit venom in interviews, speaking on reunions. Move units, then talk shit, and we can do this. Until then, I ain't even speaking your name. Just keep my name out of your mouth, and we can keep it the same, nigga. It ain't that I'm too big to listen to the rumors, it's just that I'm too damn big to pay attention to them. That's the difference.
What's the difference between me and you? You talk a good one, but you don't do what you're supposed to do. Act on what I feel, but never dare with emotion. I'm used to living big dog style with straight coaches. What's the difference between me and you? You talk a good one, but you don't do what you're supposed to do. I act on what I feel, but never dare with emotion. I'm used to living big dog style with straight coaches.
Yo, I stay with it. Why you try to perpetrate, play with it? Never knew about the next level until Dre did it. I stay committed while you motherfuckers babysit it. I smash the critics like an overhand right from Riddick. Come and get it, shitted on villains by the millions. I be catching bitches while bitches be catching feelings. So what the fuck am I supposed to do? I pop bottles and hot hollow points at each and all of you.
Come on,
a heartless bastard, high and plastic. My style is like a reaction from too much action. Never come down, pass it around. You can't handle it, hang Hollywood niggas by they soul train laminates. What's the difference between me and you?
What?
About five bank accounts, 3 ounces and 2 vehicles. Until my death, I'm Bangladesh. I suggest you hold your breath till ain't nothing left. Yo, that's the difference.
What's the difference between me and you? You talk a good one, but you don't do what you're supposed to do. I act on what I feel, but never dare with emotion. I'm used to living big dog style with straight coaches. What's the difference between me and you? You talk a good one, but you don't do what you're supposed to do. I act on what I feel, but never dare with emotion. I'm used to living big dog style.
Alright, hold up. Stop the beat a minute. I got something to say. I wanna tell you this shit right now, but this fucking weed is in me.
Fuck?
I don't know if I ever told you this, but I love you, dog. I got your motherfucking back.
Right.
Know this shit.
Slim, I don't know if you noticed it, but I've had your back from day one, nigga. Let's blow this bitch.
I mean it, dog. You ever need somebody, dog? Whose throat is it?
Well, if you ever kill that Kim bitch, I'll show you where the ocean is.
Well, that's cool, and I appreciate the offer. But if I do decide to really murder my daughter's mama, I'ma set her up in the front seat and put sunglasses on her. And cruise around with her for 7 hours to California and have her waving at people.
Hey.
Then drive her off on the corner at the police station and drive off honking a horn for her. Raw dog, get your arm gnawed off. Drop the sword off and beat you with the piece of a sword off. Fuck blood, I wanna see some lungs coughed up. Get shot up in the hot tub till the bubbles pop up and they know the cork's tied up. Nuke us in hot water. That's for trying to talk like the chronic was lost product. That's for even thinking of having them thoughts start up. You better show some respect whenever the dots are brought up. So what's the difference between us? We can start as a penis or we can scream. Give a fuck and see the mean thing.
What's the difference between me and you? You talk a good one, but you don't do what you're supposed to do. I act on what I feel, but never dare with emotion. I'm used to living big dog style with straight coaches. What's the difference between me and you? You talk a good one, but you don't do what you're supposed to do. I act on what I feel, but never dare with emotion. I'm used to living big dog style with straight coaches. What's the difference between me and you?
99.9%.
Huh?
I was just looking at a Lysol bottle because,
Oh, it kills 99.9% of the germs?
99.9%. So you mean to tell me if I... It says it doesn't kill 100%. If I'm making hamburgers on the counter, I spray Lysol there. And then right after I spray Lysol, wipe it up, and then put my sandwiches down there, Oh, yeah, after I'm done making the burgers, put my bread right there on the counter. You mean to tell me that 9, that 0.1 is going to make me sick? Because 0.1 of it isn't clean?
Probably.
That makes no sense at all. They just put that there just so they can't get sued because they know their product is bullshit. So they figure, oh, well, we know our product is bullshit, so let's put 99.9% so that, you know, in other words, like, for instance, I got this fucking, litter, you know, cat litter, and it says, oh, yeah, you get rid of all the odors and all this, all that, and this is super, super fresh, and, you know, it keeps, after the cats scratch through the letter, you know, supposedly it's going to, you know, bring an extra scent, yada, yada, yada. Didn't do that. So I said, oh, this is bullshit. I happened to look on the bottom of the bag, looking for a number I can call to sue the shit out of them, and they go, yeah, the nerve to write, oh, if your cat is not neutered or doesn't go to the vet on a regular basis, that could be one of the reasons why the product won't work.
That's such a crock of shit.
Exactly.
But I guess, you know what they mean is the cat's spray. So being that cat's spray, if you don't neuter them, that's when they spray.
Really?
Yeah. If you neuter them, then they don't spray. So that's what they're trying to say, that because cats spray, that's what makes the stench. Look at birth control. Birth control is the same thing. It's 99.9% effective.
Yeah.
So if you get pregnant on birth control, you can't sue them.
Exactly what that is, because they know damn well, motherfucker, is, you know what I mean? Because it's just, it's like we're condoms, you know. Oh, 99.9%. What the fuck is this? Turnkey solution. I don't know what the fuck that is. What is it? What product is it? I think it's condoms. I believe it. Yeah, I think it's condoms. It said it's 99.9%, you know, non-breakable, you know, but if it pops, you know, it's always that 0.1. Does that 0.1 really matter? Is that 0.1 that strong?
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
But that 0.1 could be that one little sperm that's the strongest swimmer.
Yeah, the strongest one of the bunch.
You know?
The fuck out of here, please. It's like, oh, yeah, you want your hair back? Just spray this glue on top of your head and throw some bird feathers. And a month later, your real hair will grow. Oh, yeah? Fucking asshole. It didn't happen. I'm suing you. Oh, well, we said 99.9%. Does that 0.1 really fucking matter? Come on. Fuck out of here.
Apparently it does. Oh, fireworks.
Made you like a big fucking kid.
Yeah.
Fireworks. Can you get it?
So pretty.
Oh, man. That's the shit that pisses me off, man. 99.9%. Get the fuck out of here. Just say that your product is bullshit and it might work. 99.9. Shit. What else? Let me look down here. Singular. I was in the store today. I was actually in ShopRite, and my service in ShopRite suck. They don't just suck. They are booty. And bullshit-ass singular. Actually, they're actually telling the truth. You know, they did raise the fucking bar. Like, you know, they're actually pretty cool. You know, I guess I just shit on them because I owe them $1,500. So considering the fact that I owe them $1,500, maybe that's the main reason why I don't have singular now, because Yeah. I like Sprint, but I think I probably would have left a long time ago had I not owed so much money.
Yeah.
Who cares? Just went to church Sunday. They had a nerve to tell me, take my hat off. I said, what? You take your hat off. Take your hat off. I'm like, whoa, cousin. That lady right there has her hat on. Oh, well, you know, it's a different hat. I'm like, oh, yeah? So if I come in next Sunday with the same exact hat that she has on, you mean to tell me I can keep it on? And if I can't, I'm suing the church. I'm getting paid off the church. I am suing the church. Oh, that's discrimination. That's discrimination. What's going on? Can't do that. You're gonna tell me to take my hat off, but you ain't gonna tell her to say, nah, that do not fly. I call the NAACP.
And what they gonna do? Nothing.
Oh, it is a black church. You know what I mean, anyway, gonna do nothing.
They ain't gonna do nothing. They're gonna laugh at you.
Yeah, you wanna do a show tomorrow?
You wanna do a show tomorrow? Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not? So we're going. What time is good for you?
I'm off tomorrow, so anytime, really.
Let's see. I'll figure what, 4 to 5?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Let's see what they do. Let's see if they let me play a song. Oh, I got 1 minute left.
You only got 1 minute left?
Yeah.
Wow, this show goes by so fast.
Because it's only a fucking hour, that's why.
Holy cow.
Holy cow.
Really?
Holy cow for real. Holy cow.
That's just way too fast if you ask me.
Make sure you're tuning in tomorrow. We're going to be... Let's see if they give it to us. Tomorrow we'll be on from 4 to 5. Just for 1 hour. Matter of fact, now, you want to make it 3 to 4? Nah, fuck it. 4 to 5. 4 to 5 will be on technical difficulty. It'll just be me and Cuba. Me and Cuba just holding shit down right now as we speak. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, 4 to 5. Open topic, more music. It might be 4 to 6. Can you do 2 hours?
Yeah, I really don't have anything planned for tomorrow.
All right, fuck it then. 3 to 5. 3 to 5?
Yeah.
All right, 3 to 5. We're going to be playing music and talking. So, make sure you tune into the Technical Difficulty Show tomorrow. It's not going to be a game. It's not going to be a game. It's going to be very ugly. So, I can get 3 to 5. I'm gonna talk, talking shit. Let's see. What's it? 4th. Tomorrow's the 5th. Oh, damn. I forgot to pay my rent today. That sucks.
You forgot to pay your rent?
Yeah.
Can you go now?
Nah, they close at 7.
Oh.
Oh, well, I'll pay him Monday. Yeah, so we're strapped in for a Saturday. We're going to be here from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., two-hour show. Technical difficulties. It's not a game. We're doing it for TV. Only difference is we're doing it for radio. What should be the topic for tomorrow?
I don't know. Do we have a topic for today?
Yeah, it was shout out Friday.
Oh.
But no shouting out was done because your ass was late. SD was
I wasn't
here.
Late.
SD
I wasn't
was,
late.
SD was sort of here.
How could you say I was late? I wasn't late.
You know what the fuck I mean, you ashy face bastard.
Hmm?
You know what I mean? and you need to be here. This Saturday afternoon from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Alright, fuck it. We'll just keep it like we have it already. Special Saturday, aka Double S Day. What should I put for the special Saturday music? Let's see. I want to put, B-Rabbit going against Exhibit. Are you home yet?
I just got home.
What are you going to do?
Right now, I'm going to stuff my face. I'm starving.
You're going to stuff your face because you're starving?
Yes, I'm starving.
Let's see.
What are you going to do?
I figured, download some more music, pull up some pornos, masturbate, It's a good thing.
Oh, my ex boss. That was so funny. One of my ex coworkers. Told me I still keep in contact with them, so they're calling me to tell me that because we shit on the place because the place closed down. They opened up as a new name and all that.
Yeah.
And everybody got downgraded on their pay and whatnot. So we shit on them every time we can. And so funny, the boss got caught by one of the employees, and now one of the employees wants to sue a harassment suit because he watches pornos. And he leaves his door open. And his door is all the way at the last one. So whenever you walk in and out the office, that door is always open. You see.
Yeah.
So she's like, I want to harass him. She actually told him that it made her feel uncomfortable to walk out of her, cubicle and constantly see porn. So
get over it, bitch.
No, but it is kind of, that's your boss. You know what I mean?
No, what?
They can't go on the internet.
Well, obviously not. I mean, only the boss can.
Uh-huh.
So stop crying.
But still, that's not right.
Why ain't it right?
Watching porn. Like, she's a girl. He's a guy. She shouldn't have to be harassed with that.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
That's
the only thing.
And then on that, the IT, the one who fixes the computers, blew up his butt that he watches gay porn.
Oh, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, like two women?
Hmm?
Like two women, right?
No.
Oh, oh wow.
Men.
This guy's on that pole action.
Mm-hmm.
He's gaffing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's definitely gaffing it.
He's definitely gaffing.
Mm-hmm. And then she told him that she was leaving. And she expected, when you leave. Or he was like, okay, turned around and ignored her like nothing. She was like, oh, that was simple. So she was in the office for, no more than 10 seconds. Oh, Mari, I found a new job. I'm leaving. He's like, okay. Turned around like nothing.
Don't bother a man when he's, watching porn.
Yeah, I know, right? He's going to feel it. He's going to feel it. Because now he has nobody working for him. I'm so glad that happened to him. He's such a bastard.
Why the grudge?
Because he treats people like shit. You know what he tells people? Oh, you incompetent. You're stupid. You don't know this. You don't know that. You don't tell your employees that. And me and him used to fight because I would be the only one that wouldn't let him talk to me like that.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually, of course, I had to leave the job because we were just fighting all the time. I even told him, fuck you. Fuck off, you fucking faggot.
That's,
But see, he didn't fire me because he would say names at me too, so.
Of course, so it kind of, evens out.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all can both treat each other like shit.
Mm-hmm. Fuck that. Anything's shit for nobody. Especially not with a gas.
Yeah. Word. What would that look like?
Huh?
So what would that look like? What'd that smell like? Got her number. Went to Chick-fil-A some place in the mall. Oh, Johnny Knoxville on the face ass chick.
Oh, carrot head in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Napoleon Dynamite in the face ass chick.
Indiana Jones in the hat ass nigga.
Oh, Lex Luger in the face ass chick.
Dark Vader in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Harriet Tubman in the hair ass chick.
Martha Washington in the hat ass nigga.
Oh, Rasheed Wallace in the fingers ass chick.
Yeah.
Tyrone Hill in the face ass chick.
Patrick Ewing in the face ass nigga.
Oh. Oh, Denzel Washington in the back ass chick.
Oh, I lean in the stomach.
Okay, that's how you doing it. New day, new deal. Oh, man. So fucking cold.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you call one of those whores that you know and tell them come up north. I'm cold. I need to be held.
Well, you can't get your own whores.
Hmm.
You can't get your own whores.
Nah.
You sorry ass nigga.
What did you say?
I said you're a sorry ass nigga if you can't get your own whore, because a whore will go with anybody.
Oh, yeah?
As long as you got that money.
As long as they got that money?
Yep.
I ain't no doubt.
I'm pretty sure they got some cheap whores down there. Just go up to Union City.
Yeah, well, yes, I am.
You'll find plenty of bitches that'll suck your dick for a ride.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
For a ride?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up for a ride, right?
Yeah. You're a ride to the other side of town.
Hey, I'm going to come after you if you're lying. I'm going to excrement on your face. Excrement. Where do they come up with these words? Excrement.
What is excrement? What does it mean?
You don't know what it means?
Excrement, no.
You definitely don't. You really don't know what excrement means.
Mm-mm.
It means taking the shit.
Really?
Yeah.
I have to excrement?
Yeah, excrement.
Wow. I've heard of feces. I've heard of excrement.
Hey, where do they come up with these names, these words?
I gotta do feces.
Excrement. And human feces. Feces. Excrement and feces. Two funny words. Funny ass words.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually looking for this chick's MySpace page. I can't find it. I really can't find it. I see a lot of dudes with this chick's name. That's out of control.
So if you already found... Wait, what do you mean? You're on somebody's MySpace and you saw her page on somebody's MySpace?
No, I haven't seen the page. I'm pretty sure she has one. So these two kids today, They gotta be nerds. I have kids. I make sure my kids aren't nerds. I'm gonna turn them into bullies.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you better watch out. They're gonna pick with your kids.
You better hope my kids don't tell them a new asshole.
Oh yeah.
My kids are nothing nice.
Oh yeah, what's not nice about them?
My daughter. That tells you how it is.
Oh yeah.
You should know.
Yeah, she is a little, you know, smart ass.
Mm-hmm.
Eso que le tengo en el culo.
What?
Eso que le tengo en el culo.
Asóbate el culo, you said?
Nothing. Shut up.
Because you're not saying it right.
That's probably what it is. Oh, wow. They got a new Grand Theft Auto coming out. Grand Theft Auto 4.
You know they have a website where you can train to be a professional game tester and player. And you got to practice, I don't know, X amount of hours a day. And you get paid serious money to test games that are coming out.
Really?
Yeah.
And where is this at?
Online.
Sounds too
they
good to be true.
Ship the games over to you. With the system and all that other stuff. But you gotta be a video game geek.
You gotta be a video game what?
Geek.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a video game nerd.
Hey, but it's a cool way to get the new system, like all the PlayStation, all the newest equipment you get.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta test it out, plus the new games and all that.
That's actually tight right there.
Mm-hmm. One of the guys I work with, his wife works for a radio station, and she does like all these promotions and all that other stuff and all the events that the radio station's held and all that.
Yeah.
And her brother does that. And he gets paid like something like $2,000 a week to sit home and play video games.
So that's pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Just sit home and play video games. Give me a job that I sit at home and just play video games. But then again, that shit would get kind of, you know, kind of boring after a while.
Well, he makes it fun because he invites over his friends and all that other stuff. He holds contests and stuff like that. Mind you, he's getting paid $2,000 a week.
And we just got sent a message from your boy, I forget what the fuck his name was, J5. And, put me, he sent me a story. Said, very sad, so cool. Hold your chairs back. Last night on Peak Skill, New York, a 17-year-old girl stabbed her 16-year-old boyfriend in the back and let him, wow, talking about getting stabbed in the back. And she did that shit literally. That motherfucker stabbed me in my back. No, that motherfucker really stabbed me in my back. Stabbed her 16-year-old boyfriend in the back and let him bleed to death. He went over there to break up with her, to tell her he was moving down south to finish his schooling. And as he went to open the door, she stabbed him with a 10-inch butcher knife.
Wow.
This was his first love. His mother told that she was trouble and not to get involved with her, but he didn't listen. Now, an innocent young life is gone because of a stupid-ass bitch. Well, he put girl, but I put bitch, who couldn't handle rejection. Damn, when are we going to stop the madness? When are we going to wake up and learn that life isn't worth taking because someone breaks up with you? People, we need to wake the hell up and smell that air. Smell the air that God and Jesus has provided for us and has cherishedly given us. When are we going to learn to love each other and kill each other no matter how heartbreaking the situation may be? Oh, wow. I just realized what I just said. J5, you're a fucking asshole. You fucked the whole thing up. At the end, it goes, when are we going to learn to love each other and kill each other, no matter how heartbreaking the situation may be?
See, those are people with real low self-esteem because they feel like because that person left them, yeah, it's going to hurt. But time heals, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So basically, she has low self-esteem thinking that nobody else will ever love her.
Yeah.
My guess.
Ah, yeah, again and again. Okay, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt.
Wow,
no
you know
doubt.
What? You know one thing I noticed about since we've been doing the show from 6 to 7?
Huh?
You know what I've noticed since we've been doing the show from 6 to 7?
What?
You haven't had bubble guts.
Yeah, the infamous bubble guts.
They probably start at 7 o'clock.
I actually added this young lady to our list, and I'll read it to her. It's Dog Wear Clothing, Trust No Nigga, Love No Bitch, Dog Wear 2008.
I like that.
Why? Trust No Nigga, Love No Bitch?
Mm-hmm.
Let me put it as your display.
No.
Huh?
No.
Why not?
Because.
I don't give a fuck why. Dog Wear Clothing has been doing big things on the internet since 2006, and we will continue to expand our brand. If you're interested in working with us on the numerous jobs that we have, please contact. We are looking for models. There you go, Cuba. All the time we have movie casting and TV shows also. So much more than a clothing line. This is 100% business page. We are interested in hardworking people, people that go hard, who never quit, people who believe in themselves. We want them ride or die chicks on our team.
You know what's funny? I had actually tried out and I didn't go. Because, I don't know, I just don't know why I didn't go. But when Nelly was coming out with Apple Bottoms, he had this big show in Club Element.
Yeah.
In Essex in Houston, downtown the Lower East Side. And I had actually gone. And why I didn't go, I don't know. Because let me tell you something, I know I probably would have gotten picked. But that was so funny, I got a free pair of jeans.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, some Apple Bottoms. If they fit right and you're allowed to, if you, you know, basically pull it to them or whatever. But I don't know. I just never did it.
You should have did it. You would have been a model.
I don't think.
I'm checking out the gear right now. The Dog Wear Clothing. Rock stars. They have T-shirts with stars on it. It's probably like a rock star, fuck like a porn star, play like an all-star. Oh. I like that shirt. What else? They got a Dogs for Life shirt. It was in gold. On the black, they got the silver on the white, gold on the white, and gold on the black. The little logo. They got Mike Wars, Let the Battles Begin, from Dirty Jurors to the Dirty South. Sponsored by DW, Dog Wear Clothing. They got a hoodie with a dog paw on it. They're making big things happen. I like that.
This is something.
I like that. Free the weed. Oh yeah, free the weed. All right, well, I try to do a song. I'm gonna hear a song, but this shit's fucking up, and I really don't think they're going to let me, because, you know, fucking guys is haters. Such a long time. So what are you going to eat?
I already ate.
It took that long ass pause to tell me you already ate.
I already ate.
What do you eat? I already ate.
Yeah, I was already munching a wing. I picked up some Chinese food from this Chinese cuisine place, which wasn't that bad. It's House Special Fried Rice, so it comes with everything. I like that. Beef, chicken, shrimp, pork.
Hell.
Yeah, yummy.
It's fucking disgusting.
That shit's delicious. Yeah, I've gotten so many compliments on my boots today that it is ridiculous.
On what boots?
On these boots my mom bought for me for Christmas. Oh, man, if I would have bought... See, you know what happened? I forgot my the boots that I had for New Year's. I forgot them up north.
No, you could have said what you want to say. I heard you, because you said finished it.
What?
Hold on, what was you about to say?
I forgot them up north. I didn't bring them with me to Florida. But had I brought them to me in Florida, boy, I don't think I would have been able to walk outside.
Why is that?
God, those boots are hot. Yo, I've gotten so many comments. Like, my nephew's 18 years old.
Oh, you got comments on the boots?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah. I've
Derek,
so many
you just
comments.
Put them up.
Huh?
You just put them up.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm kind of wishing that I would have brought them with me to Florida. But I forgot them. Oh, I just got a text from one of my friends. And she's actually my best friend from grammar school, and then we kind of lost contact after high school and stuff, and now I found her on MySpace. That's why I love MySpace.
Uh-huh.
And she's living in Atlanta now. And we've become really close ever since, like if we never lost contact. And she'll call me whatever. Now she just sent me a text, and it says, "If looking back hurts and looking forward scares you, then look beside you. I'll always be here." Aww.
Oh, ain't that cute?
That's so cute.
Oh, man.
Speaking of rent, I paid my rent today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It sucks to pay rent. Sucks to pay a lot of shit. Especially when they're so fucking damn expensive, goddammit. Hi, how are you? Did you miss me, my friend?
This shit is fucking up.
Huh?
She's fucking up.
Yeah, I was in New York for the holidays. Yeah. Bye, have a good night. Thank you. Yo, this is some shit. I purposely waited, okay? There's a car, right? I'm in the gas station. I'm getting my Dutch's.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a car in front of the gas station. It's full of dudes. I purposely wait in my car till they all get in the car and they turn on their car and they're pulling away.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're pulling away is when I go into the store.
Yeah.
Right? Why don't they fucking back up and, like, two of them get out the car now as soon as I'm walking in the store? I don't get it, goddammit.
Because of that ass.
Huh?
Is that ass?
Like, I don't know. I don't understand. Why are guys so fucking... so, I don't know, like... desperate as shit.
So why
that
guys desperate?
That's a move right there.
I don't know, but I'm about to fucking...
You about to fucking? Or where?
Nah. Yeah, this era shit is getting on my nerves. We're signing off now. Kuba, right. I'll call you.
All right.
Make sure you tune in tomorrow, 3 to 5. Technical difficulty. Out.